This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
You ever been in a situation or a location, more specifically, where the energy is just off? Especially if you stay there for a long period of time. It starts to kind of pull you down. Put you in a depressive state, even. Makes you act ways that you otherwise would not act towards others or yourself. Those are spooky places, as I call them. Just something where it's off. Our next story, we hear about a group of women who decide, you know what? We're all good friends. Let's be roommates. Turns out the place they decide to be roommates at, however, has something else in mind other than a peaceful residency. Very haunted, very dark, and emotionally affects one of them very deeply. Take a listen. Hey guys, I wanted to share some of the creepiest things that happened to me while living in an apartment with three other girls. It was probably the first mistake. Four girls together in an apartment is not the best idea, especially if you start out as best friends like we did. It was a four-bedroom townhouse with three bedrooms and two bathrooms upstairs and one bedroom and bathroom downstairs. We literally pulled straws for the bottom room, and I was lucky enough to get it. The first experience happened the first day we were moving in. After arranging the furniture and bookshelves in the living room, I was arranging my downstairs bedroom while the other girls were upstairs. Suddenly, I heard an incredibly loud crash in the living room and came running out to see what had happened. I saw a single book had fallen out of the bookshelf. I called to the girls, asked if anyone had heard it. None of them had, but one of them, will call her roommate number one, said, "I think something is trying to get your attention." She was a very spiritual person and very open to all energies around her, although she told me she tried to keep herself surrounded by white light. By doing so, she never had any problems with negative energies. Roommate number two was not very spiritual, per se, but she did believe in spirits and energies, etc. She just didn't mess with them. She became engaged over the course of our living together, and her fiancé moved in with us. And then there was roommate number three. She was very interested in spiritual energies in a way that, over time, it became clear was unhealthy. I discovered later that she would communicate with whatever energies or spirits were present by herself without any sort of protection. She was open to everything around her. Despite this, roommate number three and I were very close and spent a lot of time together. However, we slowly began to fight more and more with every passing day. This became a very dark time for both of us, and neither of us handled it very well. We both turned to substances, and she began to go through periods of time where she wouldn't leave her room for days. She didn't speak to any of us during these times. She didn't come downstairs to eat. I don't think she even left her room to use the bathroom. It was really weird. After a time, the whole energy of the upstairs shifted into a dark, heavy feeling of dread. I couldn't go up there alone, and I couldn't even go into roommate number three's room at all without feeling completely uncomfortable. Around this time, she bought a pet rabbit. The rabbit was completely happy and playful when downstairs, but when it was upstairs in her room, it would become agitated and very aggressive. To make a long story short, things slowly got worse until it all came to a head one night. I finally started to become uncomfortable in my own bedroom. One night, I was feeling fine, though, and stretch out on top of my bed to watch Netflix and relax. I hadn't even turned on my computer when I heard a low, aggressive growl to the right of me near my window. I turned to look outside and saw nothing. As soon as I turned my head back toward my laptop, I felt a heavy pressure pushing down all over my body, as if someone was lying on me. I know it wasn't sleep paralysis because, one, I was completely awake, and two, I was able to move and speak. I said aloud, "Get off me!" And the pressure instantly lifted. In my mind's eye, I envisioned a black silhouette fly off of me to the wall and run out of my room. I was terrified. I never had anything touch me before, and I did not feel safe at all. Ran out into the living room and called for roommate number two's fiancé, who was the only other person home at the time. He came down and sat with me while I told him what happened. He told me that he didn't want to scare me, but that his fiance also had had a similar experience. I should ask her about it when I felt comfortable. Eventually, I went back to bed. I was only able to fall asleep with the light on, Netflix playing, and hugging my Bible. The next day, I asked roommate number two about her experience, and she told me that one morning her fiance got up early as usual to go to work. He kissed her goodbye. She heard him go down the steps and leave. A few minutes later, she heard what she thought was him coming back up the steps and into the room. She heard his voice, but something was off about it, and she couldn't quite make out what he was saying. It was at this time that she realized she couldn't move or speak, and she knew it wasn't her fiance. She could hear it rustling around in the room behind her and saying something about trying to get her to leave with him. And she saw it. She didn't tell me what it looked like. Come over to her side of the bed and drape itself over her. Her body felt hot where it touched her. And all she could do was think in her mind, "I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ." And she saw it run out of the room. As soon as it left, she could move again. The creepiest part of this story is that her fiancé had experienced the same thing the day before when she was gone. And it was pretending to be her. When I told roommate number one about all of this, she told me she had an experience where she was sitting in roommate number three's room with her and the door opened on its own. Roommate number three said, "Oh, that's just Joe. He's my ghost." Now, suffice to say that I'd had enough. I moved out the next day. None of the girls are very happy with me, but I was not going to stay another night in that apartment. My brother went with me to get my things. I felt something breathing hot air on my neck the whole time. After we left, my brother told me that there was a moment where he was in my room alone and he felt something tug on his sweater. Just 2 days after getting out of that apartment, I felt so much better. My skin brightened, my depression and anxiety lifted, and all the bitterness I'd been harboring towards my roommates was gone. Whatever was in there was messing with me in more ways than I realized. But to be honest, there was more than one entity in that apartment. Much later, I met a girl whose father is a paranormal investigator. I told her about my experiences, and she suggested those weird periods of time that roommate number three was spending in her room could have been time she was allowing whatever she was communicating with to possess her body. I don't know what I think about that, but it was a very scary thought. It's a long story. I didn't want to leave out any details. Hope you enjoyed it. I have many more, and I will share them with your amazing podcast very soon.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.